Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is New Mexico State Health Insurance Assistance Program Regional Coordinator Chris Winterrode with information on Medicare and Medicaid. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks so much for having me, Emily.
You're welcome. What is the focus of ADRC and SHIP?
SHIP stands for the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, and the ADRC stands for the Aging and Disability Resource Center, and it's the statewide call center for any kind of question people have about issues related to aging or disabilities. So the 800 number is 800-432-2080, and really that is the place to start for any questions you have for yourself or your family or friends that's related to aging or disability. And you can reach all kinds of programs through that statewide call center, and it's right here in New Mexico. You're going to be talking to real people who live in New Mexico and really care about helping people get the resources and supports they need to age well.
And you do have a bilingual program as well, Spanish and English?
The people who answer the telephones in the ADRC are called options counselors. And some of our options counselors are Spanish speaking. And for those that don't speak Spanish, we have an interpretation service that we use so that we can always give people the information that they need in the language of their choice.
During COVID, especially now with the Delta variant, it's getting worse. Are you getting a lot of questions about disability during COVID?
Well, you know, we work really well with the other state departments. We're part of the New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Department, but we work with Human Services Department, which has Medicaid under its umbrella, and we also work a lot with the Department of Health. So we've been really involved in helping people get vaccines, in helping people with questions they may have about testing. We've done a lot of work helping people during the pandemic get food, and just all kinds of services, because some of the things that people really rely on have been interrupted in the community services. So as much as we can, we help people when they find that something that they've relied on in their community is no longer available because of the pandemic. So absolutely, if you find that one of your community resources just isn't there to help you anymore, the ADRC, that 800-432-2080 number, is a great place to start looking for the help, you know, if you got the rug pulled out from underneath you. We also help people a lot with some of the sort of secondary concerns that have come up, people who've had trouble paying their rent or fallen behind on their utility bills. We can help guide you to the right place to get some resources to help with those kinds of situations. In fact, that's part of the reason I'm here today, Emily, is that I really wanted to talk about the Boost Your Budget event that we have coming up. Even under normal times, there are hundreds of thousands of dollars in public and private benefits that don't ever get collected because people don't know about them, or they don't know how to access them, or maybe they don't understand who can apply, whether they're eligible. And so under non-pandemic circumstances, we're often out in the community working with people directly to be able to help them access benefits that they might be eligible for. But we haven't been able to do that over the last year. So we have this statewide push, and we're working the SHIP program, the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, which is where I work, is we're working with community partners throughout the state. Down there in the South, it's the Adelante Development Center is our partner in your area. And we'll be working together to help get as many people as possible screened and enrolled in benefits that they're eligible for. A really, really important one is called the Medicare Savings Program. That's a Medicaid benefit. And what it does is it pays your Medicare Part B premium, which is $148.50 a month that gets taken out of your Social Security check before you ever even see it, every single month. New Mexico in January changed its Medicaid rules so that assets don't count anymore when they consider eligibility for that program. And we've been trying to get the word out about it since January, but if you blink or you didn't read the paper the day that the article came out, you might have missed it. So we just keep trying to get that information out there in as many different ways as possible. That program, even if you applied for it in the past and were denied because you were over the asset limit, this is the time to apply for it again because they're only considering income in eligibility for that. And if your income is $1,469 a month or less for an individual, or $1,980 a month or less for a couple, you're going to qualify for one of these benefits. And I've talked to a lot of people who said, oh, they already told me no. And I tell them, apply again because the rules have changed. And who couldn't use an extra $150 a month? I sure could. The other thing that happens when you apply for that benefit, if you're awarded the Medicare Savings Program, you're also going to get the benefit called Extra Help, which helps pay for prescription drugs. So I've talked to way too many people who are going broke every month trying to pay the copays on their medications. So those are just a couple of the really important programs that we will be screening people for. And right, I mean, I can get an enrollment for a Medicare Savings Program done in 10 minutes now. I'm getting good at it. We can do it right over the phone. There's a benefit called the Home and Community-Based Waiver. That is a Medicaid program that helps pay for in-home caregiving services. And we absolutely, that is a big part of what they work with at the Aging and Disability Resource Center, that 800-432-2080 number that I'm trying to get tattooed onto your brain, because it's so important. It's just any struggles that you're having related to aging or disability, it's just the best place to start because they have at their fingertips such a wide range of federal, state, public, private, and local resources to help people. There's no need to struggle by yourself. That's what we're here for. We're here to help.
And again, to stress that there's no more limits on their assets. If they have a house, if they, you know, because a lot of times they didn't qualify because she had some property.
Well, that's specifically for the Medicare Savings Program. That doesn't apply to every Medicaid program, but specifically for the Medicare Savings Program, that benefit that pays your premium so it doesn't get taken out of your check. There are a million commercials on TV now, and they're so loud, they yell at you. You could save $148 a month. This is the program they're talking about. It's not something that you have to call somebody who's yelling at you on the TV to get. You can just call us. We're here in New Mexico. We're here to help, and we can help you access that benefit that's here to help New Mexicans. A lot of people, you know, here in New Mexico, we have so much pride. We're proud of our state, we're proud of ourselves, and we're proud of our independence. So sometimes people hesitate to apply for a benefit that's there to help them. This particular benefit, the Medicare Savings Program, it's not welfare. It is there entirely to help seniors who have a limited income be able to afford their health care. That's what it's for. People have worked hard. And they've earned this benefit. All you have to do is give us a call and we'll help you get enrolled. And that's exactly what this Booster Budget event is about. I'm going to do a workshop, a virtual online workshop for people who want to learn more about the kinds of things that they might be eligible for. And that's going to be on August 10th. At 9:30 in the morning, and it's a virtual thing. So there's a Zoom link for it. People used to think that Zoom was hard, but my 90-year-old mother-in-law goes to Zoom church every Sunday. So I know people can do it.
How do they log on? What website do they go to?
So there's a Zoom link and it's long. You can find it. Because I don't want to say it on the radio. It's just too random, nobody will remember. But you can go to the Aging and Long-Term Services Department website, which is www.nmaging, and you can find it there. You can find the Zoom link there. You can also call the ADRC at 800-432-2080, and they'll tell you. They'll help you with that as well. And then that's just kind of the ramp up to make sure people know what Booster Budget is all about. And then the actual enrollment event is going to be August 24th through 26th. It's just 3 days. That doesn't mean that those are the only 3 days that you can get enrolled in these programs. That's just the only 3 days where that's all I and all my colleagues, we're all going to be just doing nothing but helping people get enrolled in benefits.
Is that through the website or by phone?
Again, you're going to call that 800 number, 800-432-2080, and tell them that you want to make an appointment for Boost Your Budget, and they'll schedule you a time, and then myself or one of my colleagues will call you, and over the phone, we'll screen you for the variety of programs. We'll listen to what your needs are. What is it that you're needing help with, or what's straining your budget? And then we'll match that with benefits that you might be eligible for. The goal is to get that enrollment done right over the phone during the course of that appointment. I helped somebody last week who was behind on her gas bill. She just fallen behind. She had COVID last winter and she just couldn't keep up. And so while we were talking on the phone, I did the application for her for Help New Mexico. And when I talked to her less than a week later, she'd already received $150 to pay down her bill. So these resources are out there. And that's what we're trying to do with Boost Your Budget. We're trying to help people get connected and get the help they need, just to lower the stress and improve your quality of life, because we want our seniors here in New Mexico to live their best lives.
And what other events are coming up in September?
Well, I do every month, the first Wednesday of every month, I do a Medicare 101 workshop. And this is for people who are just starting Medicare, and also for anybody who's been on Medicare but maybe doesn't really understand it. The other group that really gets a lot out of the Medicare 101 workshop is family members and caregivers who want to know more so that they can better help their loved ones have the best possible medical insurance and care as they're getting older. So the Medicare 101 workshop is really, really helpful. And it's the first Wednesday of every month from 9:30 to 11. And again, it's another Zoom workshop. So you'll find that on the www.nmaging website. But you can also get information about it by calling the ADRC at 800-432-2080. We're also gearing up for Medicare's fall open enrollment. This is the time of year, it comes around every year from October 15th to December 7th, where people can make changes to their Medicare. Your Medicare plan can change every year. For example, drugs can go on or off the formulary, which really has a big impact on, you know, how much things cost. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, its benefits may change, its premium may change. So it's a really good idea to pay attention to if there are any changes in your plan. Usually those notices go out in September. And then get some free, unbiased, expert help from somebody like myself who works for you, right? I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not an insurance agent or broker. I work for the Aging and Long-Term Services Department, and I get ongoing training from Medicare so that I can best help and support Medicare beneficiaries here in New Mexico. So we are, from October 15th to December 7th, pretty much the only thing I do is go over Medicare options with people and help them make sure they have the information they need to make the best choice for themselves so that they'll have the coverage they need in the coming year. That's coming up.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about more information on Medicare, Medicaid, and this very important virtual Boost Your Budget workshop coming up Tuesday, August the 10th from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Again, Regional Coordinator for SHIP, State Health Insurance Assistance Program, Chris Winterroad. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Emily. I've really enjoyed talking with you.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.